We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hold on a second here. I just saw an email come up here that I don't know if it's real or not. From Evan Schall of the Penguins, Jim Rutherford resigns as Penguins general manager. Patrick Alvin named interim GM. Is that right? It seems to be official. Jim Rutherford has resigned as general manager of the Pittsburgh Penguins, citing personal reasons, the team announced today. Patrick Alvin, the Penguins' assistant GM, has been promoted to interim GM in the search for GM. Begin immediately. Wow. You talk about shattering news there in the sports. That's some breaking news on The Fan, brought to you by Mercedes fans. Find out how far an extra mile really goes. And it's also our What's Cooking segment. And a nice choice there, Horse, I might add. What's Cooking is presented by Morrison Kitchen and Bath, customizing kitchens, baths, and wine cellars. Wow. Is all I can say to this story. My first thought is that I hope that everything is okay with Jim Rutherford, who I like very much and who has done a hell of a job here. When it's citing personal reasons and it's so sudden, it has to make me wonder, you know? I just hope everything's okay with him. Jim Rutherford came in here and did precisely what the Penguins ownership wanted him to do. And they gave him all the freedom in the world and said, go be a gunslinger, basically, is what they said. Make us win. We can't win anymore. We can't score goals when it matters. We run into Henrik Lundqvist or Tuukka Rask or anybody else, and we can't score anymore. We don't know what to do. We wilt in the playoffs anymore. And they got rid of Ray Shiro, and they brought in Jim Rutherford, and the first move that he made was to bring in Patrick Hornquist. And what a move that was. A guy who would wind up scoring a clinching goal or a goal that put the nail in the San Jose Sharks, you could say, at the end of a game. Remember that? The empty netter. And then scored a cup-winning goal the next year. In that weird goal he scored in Game 6 at Nashville. That was Jim Rutherford's very first move as Penguins general manager. Later on, he would bring in Phil Kessel. Because Hornquist alone, a lot of the early moves alone, certainly weren't going to do it. He made some wrong moves, Jim Rutherford. But one of his great talents as Penguins general manager was to immediately correct his mistakes. And he did that, notably at head coach, where Mike Johnston didn't work, and in comes Mike Sullivan. A guy, and this tells you a lot about Jim Rutherford, who, if you're just joining us, just got the email from the Penguins, has resigned, citing personal reasons. Don't know what's going on or what they are. Looking at Josh Yoey's Twitter feed, Penguins have postponed their 12:45 p.m. media availability until later today. So we'll see what's going on with that. Patrick Alvin, the team's assistant general manager. So he got it right with Sullivan, and this tells you what kind of mind Rutherford has and how he was able to build relationships through his years in the league. He told me the story of running into Mike Sullivan at an airport, I believe in Boston. Sullivan had just been fired. A lot of people thought unfairly. A lot of people thought he was strung along by the Bruins when they fired him. And so Rutherford basically, they struck up a conversation, didn't know each other. And he was very impressed with the way Sullivan carried himself, that he wasn't talking bad about the Bruins, that he seemed to have still an optimistic outlook, that he was still a confident guy. And Rutherford would tell me later that that always stuck in his mind, that the phrase he used was, I like that Mike Sullivan guy. That's what stayed in his mind. So all those years later, when it came time to choose a new coach, he could have gone outside the organization. I'm not even sure that it was Rutherford who brought Sullivan into the Penguins organization. In fact, I know it wasn't. It was Tommy Fitzgerald and Bill Guerin, but mostly Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald made that call, a guy who had known Sullivan since they were kids in the Boston area. But when it came time to make a decision on the new coach, there were two candidates. Still don't know who the other one was, but Rutherford told me that he chose Sullivan, and a large part of it was based on one simple interaction in an airport and how the guy just impressed him. He just had a feeling about it. And then he won two Stanley Cups. So what was this? Was this his seventh year? So he was 2-for-6. Pretty good batting average. Don't ever forget that with Jim Rutherford. And obviously we'll be tracking this story as to what his reasoning was. You know, and again, my first thought is I hope that all is well with Jim Rutherford, because this is a shocker. This is a shocking story to see this right at the beginning of this season, 7 games in. And I'm just reading a bunch of people's Twitter feeds. Patrick Alvin, already quoted as saying, I'm excited for this new opportunity with the Penguins, but I would not be in this position were it not for Jim's faith in me over the past 7 years. I want to thank him and wish him the best moving forward. I want everyone to know, Alvin says, from our ownership to our fans, that I'm committed to doing the best job possible for the Penguins, building on our strong start to this season. So it's a mystery as well. There's intrigue here. And the Penguins have put out a couple quotes. They haven't obviously explained anything about this, but they have put out, let me see if they have a quote here from Rutherford. All right, here's quotes from Rutherford from the Penguins. There always has been so much support from everyone involved with the Penguins, both on the hockey and business staffs, and of course from a special group of players led by Sidney Crosby. The fans here have been tremendous to me and my family. I know it's a little unusual. A little? I know it's a little unusual to have this happen during a season, but just felt this was the right time to step away. So if it's not a health issue, what's going on here? Why did this happen? All kinds of things are running through my mind, and it's just hard for me to land on any one of them. We've seen, whether it's athletes, coaches, people just say, you know what, I probably shouldn't have started this season. That's enough. I'm out of here. I'm walking away. Things like that. Maybe he just had enough of it. Maybe he just woke up one day and realized in these very unusual times that we're living in right now, as an over 70 guy, I just don't want to do this anymore. I want to do something else. I don't know. I don't know. And obviously nobody else does at this point either, because there's been no reports of that at all. So we'll see. But I know this. I do know this, that Jim Rutherford did a hell of a job here. I didn't agree with some of the things he's done in recent years. I thought he should have been quicker to take blame after last season. There's no question about that. But I'm sorry, you win two cups in a place. Let's put it this way. The Crosby, Malkin, Letang, if you want to include him. But really, Sid and Gino. That duo had won a single Stanley Cup before Jim Rutherford got here and might have been well on their way to being labeled a disappointment if Rutherford doesn't make the moves he makes. They don't win cups, or at least they may not win another one without Phil Kessel. That was an unbelievably gutsy trade that if you go back and look at the immediate reaction, first you go back and look at the comments and feedback that people were giving at that time as to whether they should even think about Kessel. I remember writing and saying, hell yes, they should think about him. And people saying, you're crazy. What are you thinking about? He's a coach killer and he makes too much money and it's going to be, they can't afford him. Why would you want Phil Kessel? And I think that was a predominant feeling around the league, really. But sure enough, Jim Rutherford made that move. And you forget how gutsy it was at the time to bring that guy in here. And it turned out to be a perfect move by Rutherford. Hornquist, great move by Rutherford. Guys like Carl Hagelin that he brought in that you didn't think much of who helped them win a cup. Nick Bonino. An unbelievable acquisition that, frankly, they still haven't replaced Nick Bonino since the second cup. So I need to know more about why this happened before I really have an opinion on the actual act of resigning, because I don't know. But if you were to ask me right now, hey, appraise Jim Rutherford's tenure as Penguins general manager, it's nothing but an A+. And I don't care if he failed some tests before they won the Cups and after they won the Cups. The dude won 2 Stanley Cups in 6 years. That's an A+. Unless he expected 4 or 5, it's an A+, no matter what happened to these last couple teams. You can look at any GM tenure in the history of the league. Not many better than that. 2 out of 6. You'll take it, right? Sid and Gino will take it. Because they got 2 more, and they needed help. They needed the right coach. They needed the right supporting cast. They needed other guys who could put the puck in the net. They needed a third line. And Jim Rutherford provided them with all of that and won back-to-back Stanley Cups. So I'm sure we'll be pursuing this story the rest of the day. I'm sure the PM guys will have people on their show talking about it who are insiders who would have knowledge of this situation. Patrick Alvin in, Jim Rutherford out. He resigns as Penguins GM, simply saying he felt it was the right time. I haven't seen anything regarding health reasons. Maybe that would be something he wouldn't want to reveal anyway. I'm not sure. But again, his quote, it's been a great honor to serve as general manager of the Penguins, and to hang 2 more Stanley Cup banners at PPG Paints Arena. Rutherford says, I have so many people to thank, beginning with Ron Burkle, Mario, team president David Morehouse, talks about the support he's had, and finishes it with, I know it's a little unusual to have this happen during a season, but just felt this was the right time to step away. He's 71 years old. So, in a way, it's classic Rutherford. Like, if it's non-health related, it's just like, hey, this is right, I'm doing it, and damned with the reactions. That's the way he ran the team, and maybe that's the way he stepped down here. PM guys next will be all over this. Take a listen to them. I'll be all over this tomorrow, the morning guys. This is the story right now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 oh. Auto Parts.